Kyrie has the rebound. Long lead ahead of the field. Horford waiting there. Portis puts his hands out on Al, looking around, calculating his options. Works his way to the mid-block. Pounds it a couple of times. Turns back to his left. Falls away, and that's money.
Wow. Great patience on Al's part. Seeing that no double team was coming. Make him pay.
Al's got 18. Kyrie a double-double now with 10 assists. Celtics become the Celtics again in the fourth quarter, and they pull away from the Wizards, winning a 107-96. The losing streak is over. Al Horford joins us from the locker room. There's so many different elements of this game, and really what I thought was an interesting day, even going back to shoot around and just the general feeling around the team. We can talk about this game, the defense, the momentum changes, but I got to start with Aron Baynes going completely bald with the shit. What, I mean, what is the reaction? That, to me, is the kind of thing that can divide a team, like just emotionally just take everybody out of their game.
I was shocked. I was shocked. I couldn't believe it. I actually saw it. He posted it on Instagram before the game, and I couldn't believe it. And then, you know, he gets here, but, hey, you know, whatever it takes to get him back on the floor.
We watched the fourth quarter tonight in which there was that sequence of scrambles and steals and guys diving to the floor, and all of a sudden it felt like, man, that we saw a lot of that last year. The crowd has been waiting for it. They feed off it. And all of a sudden, in like the blink of an eye, it feels like you guys are completely connected again.
It was good to see. You know, I think that Portland game, we started to play more in that way. That, you know, and I like to call it the Celtic way, and the way that we expect to play. And tonight we carried it over. You know, had some lapses there in transition defense. But besides that, I like the effort from the group.
And that effort that you're talking about, you go up and down the roster, it seemed that you guys got contributions with pretty much everyone who stepped on the floor. But it seems those contributions, while we can recognize the points, there seemed to be a lot of multiple effort plays defensively, guys getting after loose balls, getting those 50-50 balls. How important is it for you guys to get back to doing that, not just against teams like Washington, but doing it more consistently?
Well, it has to be who we are. We have to be consistent, and you know, we're in the point of the season. You know, we're kind of beating a dead horse, talking about it all year. So this is the time to do it, and hopefully we learn from this, and we start that, because Sunday, that's going to be a handful for us, and we got to, you know, we need all that effort.
With the Houston Rockets coming in, is it fair to say, it just felt, even with the loss the other night, there was almost this turn to positivity after the game. I really thought at shoot around today, there was an energy about it, and even in the room before the game tonight, and it translated, I thought, in the start of the game. It almost felt that whether it was a cue from Mook just saying that his sentiment, expressing it, you know what, we're going to get out of this and things are going to be okay. It felt like there was a lot of positive energy today. Did it feel like that?
I think, like I said, we were encouraged after that Portland game. Obviously disappointed. We wanted to win. But, you know, we all understood that we need to, you know, be even tighter in these situations. And losing like that is no fun, and I think that, you know, the group, it was important for us to come out and respond the way that we did tonight. I felt like our energy was good defensively, and we had good focus for most of the game.
Did you even unpack, or did you just keep a bag in the corner of the room because you're going back out for 9 days?
I haven't even taken my bag out of the car.
That's a bet move there, Al.
I got to do that, you know, when I get home and repack.
Laundry turnaround, man.
Yeah.
It gets us every time. All right, Al, we'll see you on Sunday.
All right, sounds good.
Al Horford joining us from the Celtics locker room. Celtics win at 107-96.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.